I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. The creation of anti-conversion laws and regular hate crimes in India threaten minority religious groups, yet United States leadership has not updated its countries of particular concern list to include India. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
"We do need to keep praying for our Christian brothers and sisters, for them to continue to worship, continue to function, to continue to carry out their activities in building the kingdom of God in India. Has just been threatened like never before."
Some have decreased their orders for Bibles. Please pray for protection for Christians and bold gospel work. Ask God to work in the hearts of leadership in and outside of India. Learn more in the full story at missionnews.org. Also, though nearly 10% of Iran's population, Kurds are treated as unwanted by the regime, facing systematic abuse, deep poverty, and little access to services, with Christian Kurds facing a double threat. Nazanin Begistani from Heart for Iran says,
"The ones who smuggle Bibles through the border inside the country, and they get shot by the secret police."
Yet there's a plentiful harvest. About 70% of Kurdish callers choose Christ. Take this man, for example.
He came to Christ because he read a Kurdish gospel. And he was so surprised that the gospel was translated to Kurdish language. And he felt at home.
Pray for more workers among the Kurdi. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media networks or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.